Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Preshtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swamin Iti Namane. Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharane Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Pashtyatya Deshatarane. Trinadapi Suniche Natarod Eva Sahishnuna Amani Na Manadena Kirtaniya Sadahari. Harenama 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 Iva Kevalam Kalao Nastyeva 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 Gatiran Yata. Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sri Vasadi Gaur Bhaktavrinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Ramayana, Part 2, Chapter 3, Bharata's Return. Scene 1. Kaushalya rebukes Kaikeyi. The following morning, large numbers of singers and bards assembled at the palace. The intention was waking the king. They stood near his quarters and began their recitations, praising the emperor and telling of his ancestors' glorious deeds. Holy brahmanas chanted sacred texts, while expert musicians played on various instruments. Those chants and songs mixed with the singing of the birds on the palace trees and created an exquisitely beautiful sound. The palace attendants, unaware of the king's demise, gathered the items required for his morning ablutions. Gold pots filled with scented water, along with many soaps and unguents, were fetched. In accord with the Vedic tradition, young virgin girls, along with milk cows and other pure items like gold and silver, were brought before the king. He would then see these immediately upon waking, thus creating an auspicious start to the day. When everything was made ready just before sunrise, the royal ladies went into the king's chamber to wake him. As they approached his bed, they saw him lying motionless, showing no symptoms of life. Nearby, Kaushalya and Sumitra were lying asleep, exhausted from grief. Their faces were tear-streaked and withered like lotuses scorched by the sun. The palace ladies fell back in alarm and began to shake like reeds in a stream. They touched the king's body, and finding him cold and lifeless, realized he had died from grief. All those beautiful women began to wail loudly like a herd of female elephants who have lost their lord in the forest. Kaushalya and Sumitra were roused by the sound, looking at the emperor and touching him. They cried out, "My lord!" and dropped to the ground. Kaikeyi ran into the room, and she too became afflicted with pain and sorrow, falling down unconscious. The three queens tossed about on the ground, lamenting loudly. They appeared like three goddesses fallen from heaven, deprived of their splendor. The whole chamber became crowded with men and women, all alarmed, bustling exactly about. With the sudden death of the king, everyone became perplexed and confused. Loud cries filled the air. The king's 300 maidservants surrounded him on all sides, weeping piteously. Kaushalya looked at her husband's face, which seemed like the sun shorn of its luster. Kneeling by his side, she held his head and began to loudly reprimand Kaikeyi. "O cruel Kaikeyi, are you now satisfied? Having killed the king, you may now enjoy the throne without fear. Ram has forsaken me and gone to the forest, and now my husband has ascended to heaven. I cannot live any longer. Only Kaikeyi, casting all propriety to the winds, could live happily after seeing her husband dead in agony. Oh, cruel lady, you have destroyed our noble race." Kaushalya embraced her dead husband. She thought of Ram, Sita, and Lakshman. How would they learn of their father's death? What will they do when they hear of it? Why, even now, poor Sita must be clinging fearfully to Ram, terrified by the sights and sounds of the forest. If this painful news should reach her, surely she will die. Kaushalya could not tolerate any more grief. Tearfully, she cried out to Kaikeyi, "You have killed me, as surely as you have killed the king. I shall enter fire clinging to my lord's body." With difficulty, the king's ministers separated Kaushalya from Dasharath. They gently removed her from his chamber and began to perform the necessary rituals for the death of a king. As none of Dasharath's sons were present, they could not perform his funeral. Therefore, in order to preserve the body until Bharat arrived, they immersed the body in a vat of fragrant oil. The city of Ayodhya, already plunged in sorrow, became even more desolate. The people cried out their distress, and everything remained still, no one going out for any business. The great city looked like a dark night bereft of the moon and stars. Loudly reproaching Kaikeyi in choked voices, the citizens grieved throughout the day and night, finding no rest. Jai Ram, Sri Ram, Jai Jai Ram, Sri Ram, Jai Ram, Jai Jai Ram, Sri Ram, Jai Ram, Jai Jai Ram. Rama Raghava, Rama Raghava, Rama Raghava Rakshamam. He Ram, Jai Ram, Jai Sri Ram, Sri Ram, Jai Ram, Jai Jai Ram, Sri Ram, Jai Ram, Jai Jai Ram.